The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So the big boss and me are on the same bathroom schedule. Let me put it this way. We're both very regular. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
I'm just going to call her Miss Dejer. Okay, I love her to death. But we are on the same schedule. We run into each other mostly in the bathroom. And I will tell you now, it's kind of embarrassing for me. I don't know how she feels about it, but I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. Then we're done and I'm trying to hurry up and rush out, but I feel obligated to talk to her. So I'm washing my hands. I start a conversation or she'll start a conversation. So I'm guessing she feels the same way. You know what I mean? All right. She's like, okay, Dana. And then we end up talking business near the toilets.
Oh, okay.
And then we leave the bathroom and then we still continue to talk. And I don't know if it's because we're both uncomfortable, embarrassed, or if we're just chatty. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I feel like I think it's weird that we have
this. I'm sure it feels awkward because you're both doing your duty and then you are like, hey, what's up? And yeah, it's just awkward conversation. I hate that. You shouldn't talk in the bathroom.
Automatic, you said doing your duty, but yes, go ahead.
Well, I know as a guy, if there's another guy in the urinal or stall next to me, we don't talk. And when I go to wash my hands, you get a head nod. You don't get a whole conversation. We don't need to talk about what's going on in the office, in the bathroom. You just go to the bathroom, do your duty, and you get out. And let me tell you the other thing that you're doing wrong is you're going to the bathroom on this floor. This bathroom is nothing compared to the 17th floor. They have marble floors. They have tall wood doors that you can lock. It's the 17th floor is a whole other world.
Who has time for that? I don't have time to search bathrooms in the building. What are you talking about, Automatic?
You got to do your early groundwork. And that's what I did when we started coming into this building because I found the best floor to go to the bathroom.
I don't know. It seems antisocial, like I said. I really does. I can't imagine not saying, hey, how are you? What you up to?
Oh, I know.
Rude.
Well, okay. Do you conversate after post-washing hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually when it happens. I don't think that's weird. I don't think that's awkward. I don't think that's anything.
So you're a talker too, Anthony?
No, not at all. I don't talk to anybody. But if somebody does strike up a conversation, at least wait till my hands are washed. That's my policy. Okay. But no, I'm not much of a talker. But I think the fact that you and the boss, you know, that's a great opportunity that you have. That you guys have the same bladder schedule. You know, some people go to the golf course to get things done. Some people go to happy hour. And you happen to go to the stall. So, hey, look, it's business is business. Get it done, Dana.
You know what? And you're right. We've had some great ideas during our toilet time together.
Yes.
Yes. And the bathroom is different. When I go to the bathroom and I run into my ladies, I can run into Jesse Watt, our producer. We're like hyping each other up. Ooh, you look good today. Ooh, yeah. Girl, your hair looks good. Do you do that, Otto?
No. I've never walked into the bathroom and looked at Anthony and been like, hey, you look good today. I mean, that could get you punched.
Or, I mean, maybe we should start to do it. You know, it would be good for self-esteem purposes and everything like that.
Yeah. So that's maybe, what I'm saying.
Dude. I don't know about getting punched. Whoa, dude. What's going on the 17th floor?
I'm not going anywhere near the 17th floor. Nowhere near there.
I mean, I guess that was a bad example. I mean, if you just randomly just start telling some guy in the bathroom, hey, you look great. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that one.
I get what you're saying now. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It doesn't matter if you have a dog, a cat, a lizard, iguana, or a fish. Today we are celebrating National Pet Day.
Oh, I love our pets so much. Shout out to Princess Aphrodite and our baby boy, Eros. But Anthony, you said fish. Can we take it back, DJ Automatic, to when we bought our daughter, Ava Matic, her first pet? She had a fish.
Yeah, his name was Spanish. And there was a couple versions of Spanish, but, you know, RIP to him.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM earlier, Dominic is, you know, the guy who contacted me. He sent me a direct message because he was ready to propose to his girl, Cassie. And he just had a feeling that she was talking to someone else. Unfortunately, his feeling was right. His name is Ricky.
Yeah, that's him.
You're not going with your sister?
What?
Yeah. Why are you lying to this man about going to the concert with somebody else?
Who are you?
You live with the man.
I'm not doing this right now.
Hey, I'm not doing this either. We're done. Go stay at your boy's house.
And this man already bought an engagement ring. Mm. So I feel like we saved the day, though. Yes. I will say he didn't give her the ring. You know, they're done. She's moving on with somebody else. I'm hopefully he'll be okay in time. But the ring, he can't return it because the jewelry store said we can't give you the same amount that you paid for it. You can trade it in for something. He's like, I'm not really a jewelry person. Ugh. And Is it okay?
I feel bad for this guy. He's out a lot of money right now.
He is. He is. Can he hang on to the ring, though, and give it to the woman he is going to marry?
No, you can't. It's already tainted. The ring is done.
He never put it on Cassie's
finger. But the intention was for Cassie. So he's going to taint the next relationship by bringing that old ring in. He could turn it into a necklace. He could do something. He could give it to his mom. Give it to his sister. Do something.
Give his sister or his mother an engagement ring.
They could change the ring around.
Are you a little stitious? Is that what you're saying?
A little stitious.
I just think
it's bad energy, just bad juju all the way around.
We can do a limpia. We can cleanse the ring. We can put sage on it. We can put it by hang it on a crystal.
I think it depends on how nice the ring is. If it's the ring that your next
$6,500.
If it's the next ring that your woman's going to like, then I think you could give it to her. I think if you presented it to her. But if it's an ugly one and she's like, ew.
And if she doesn't know, and here I am. I mean, I'm saying because it's gold and it's a diamond. And he spent quite a bit of money. He's never going to see that money back. Just like he's never going to see Cassie.
And then the next layer to that question is, does he reveal the back end of the story of how he acquired
it? No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, then now you're lying. Now
that's what I'm saying. There's just bad juju all the way around.
How are you lying?
Because you're not telling her.
You're not bringing it up, Anthony.
That's a lie then.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm over here fighting for Dominic, and Anthony's over here fighting for the woman he doesn't even know yet.
I'm on Dom's side. I'm just trying to get ahead of the questions that he's going to have to field. It's like, because every woman wants to know, where were you when you got the ring? What'd you think about the ring? How'd you know my size?
What made you choose that ring for me?
He could just say, I felt like it was your ring.
No, I bought it for this other chick and didn't work out, so I just decided to give it to you.
Oh no, because then now he's the ring guy.
Yep.
And that's a red flag. He already has a ring ready for a woman he doesn't know yet. That's not good.
Have you ever used anything automatic that someone else, let's say in a past relationship, we're married now, but did you ever sleep in a bed that another man had slept in with a girl? Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Okay, then what's the big deal? Did you ever...
It's not a ring. I don't want one of your old husband's rings, okay? That's what I don't want.
And in a matter of fact, Dana just sparked a pretty traumatic memory I have. And I've never worn an engagement ring, but I had to sleep in another man's basketball shorts. And that was
how did that go
disturbing.
Down, Anthony? Please break that down.
Please tell me you filled out the shorts.
No, I didn't.
No.
Me and this woman I was seeing, we separated for a brief moment. Uh-huh. She went to Vegas during the summertime, which is where the NBA hosts their Olympic trials. And, you know, she came back 2 weeks later and she had a pair of Olympic basketball team shorts. And I asked if there's anything I could sleep in, if I had anything here.
She
left.
Tossed them.
And she just threw them. Boom. And I was like, dang, these are big shorts. And
too big for you, huh?
Way too big for me, dog. And I rolled around in those other men's shorts.
I would have washed out the house right there.
I rolled around in those other men's shorts and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing my job.
I take everything I said back. Yeah. Dominic, turn the ring into a necklace. Turn it into a necklace, boy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are Justin Timberlake and wife Jessica Biel headed for divorce? I will break all of this down after Anthony A. You said you got some celebrity birthdays today.
Yeah, we have Summer Walker celebrating her birthday and rapper Ken Carson also celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so according to Radar Online, Justin Timberlake and wife Jessica Biel are taking a break. They have entered a trial separation. Now, she has stood by his side for years and years and years of public embarrassment. We can go all the way back to... He was filming some movie. He was spotted out with one of his co-workers, co-stars.
Holding hands. I remember that. And I remember thinking, how could he just be out in public holding hands with another woman? Like, he's not Justin Timberlake.
Taking it back to Game of Thrones. Shame, shame, shame. And she stuck by him. And then other, you know, rumors of indiscretions. And then recently, his DUI. Remember, he was, don't you know who I am? And you're going to have to shut the tour down. And I'm going to have to cancel the show. And instead of, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And yet, there she was standing by his side. She's probably had enough.
Man, maybe my man crush is too thick on Justin Timberlake. He does no wrong in my eyes. Justin Timberlake, if you need a bro night out, at Anthony A. Comedy.
Well, maybe you should have married him, Anthony.
Maybe I should, if I can. Justin Timberlake, if you're available, he goes, I'll blow an interlock for you.
What do you mean? How about you drive for him, Anthony? How about that?
All right. My bad. I just wanted to blow something.
We do not condone that kind of behavior here. Gosh.
I couldn't stand,
if I'm acting and behaving like this, you're not going to stick by me and stand by me and be embarrassed in public.
I don't even know what to say. I'm still thinking about Anthony's blow joke.
I don't know. I could take it all the way back to Janet Jackson trying to tell us this is not a good person.
Ooh, there's
that part.
She took
the complete fall. We have to go back decades for this. You remember that there was a thing that happened during the big game. They performed during the halftime show where he exposed her and then tried to pretend like it was an accident. He had nothing to do with it. Threw her under the bus.
Just hung her out to dry. Yeah, just left her out there like it was all her fault.
And I think he's also underestimating how bad Jessica Biel is. Like,
oh,
he might have gotten too used to it. Now, like, hey, brother, be careful who you walk away from, you know?
Jessica Biel gave up her career to be by his side. Remember, she was flourishing. She was just starting to spread her wings, and she married him, and he's like, no, let's have kids, and you just stay home, which is fine, but it
Do
doesn't...
Do they have kids?
Yeah.
Yes, they have kids, and I'm all about that, right? But he hasn't supported her in the way that she supported him, obviously being seen with other women. And then the DUI thing,
Do you think maybe he's still not over the time he got cheated on by Britney Spears, like publicly? Like, that was pretty crazy. You kind of see like a different Justin Timberlake after that.
I don't know. He's probably not over the fact that they wore matching jean suits.
That's what he should really be ashamed of.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Minecraft movie starring Jack Black busted all box office expectations, over $300 million. The first weekend is what they raked in. Here's just a little piece of the trailer.
Welcome to the overworld.
Anything you can dream about here, you can make.
I'm not even into Minecraft, and I want to watch the movie. You can just tell it's so much fun. Minecraft is the number one video game in the world. Mm-hmm. Our daughter still plays it. Automatic, Ava Matic loves playing Minecraft.
I used to play it all the time with her. It's a fun game.
Well,
I mean, I haven't played it in a good 5 years, but her and I used to go in.
I'm excited about the movie, but I'm a little apprehensive because police are being called into theaters. Kids are going crazy and acting out a certain part of the movie.
Chicken jockey.
There's video viral on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook of parents uploading footage of children going crazy. Some are mad, like, what is going on? Some are laughing. Some are participating. It's a movie that you can get involved in, like Wicked.
Yeah.
People got up and sang. Remember Automatic when you took me to date night? People were singing. I loved it. I didn't feel like I was being bothered.
And it's like a movie like this and like Wicked, or I was a big Avengers person when I went and watched Deadpool versus Wolverine. They had cameos, and it's like a communal experience where we're all supposed to share this excitement. And for the homies who've been playing Minecraft, Chicken Jockey is a rare character. So to see it get a film debut is huge. And the movie theaters should be happy. People are just back in the movie theaters.
Exactly. They're excited to see a movie. They're selling their concessions. They're making money. Nobody should be complaining. And the fact that they're bringing cops into the movie theater, get out of here. Nobody's going to do anything wrong. Come on.
Chicken Jockey is not violent. It's all about fun. It's all about fun. The last time that I got excited about a movie kind of like this, it's not exactly, but I still love watching it. Do you remember the movie Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph, yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph, Fix-It Felix, and my girl Vanellope.
Nice. Wreck-It Ralph was a banger.
It is one of my favorites to still watch to this very day. I don't even have to have any of my three daughters around to turn that on by myself. It makes me happy, and there's a little action in it.
Well, that's John C. Reilly from Step Brothers. He's amazing, dude.
And Sarah Silverman is Vanellope.
A banger. For me, it was Super Mario Bros. Was the last one that I really kind of tripped out on. And
I haven't seen that one.
Oh man, if you grew up playing Mario at all, it's a banger. But then also the young homies liked it too. It was me and all my grown adult friends watching it, and then like families and stuff in the theater.
You know, I just read that's Super Mario is still one of the most played video games in the world, and I think that thing was invented in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
way back in the 1900s, and now that movie was also one of the most successful movies as well.
And the only time I went to a movie that people started acting crazy and running around for it was, do you guys remember that movie Scream?
Yes, the Halloween classic Scream. Oh, the original though, right? The OG.
Yeah, and people were like standing on chairs, running up and down the aisles. And I'm not gonna lie, it made the movie way more fun to me because it wasn't that great a movie, but it was a fun experience.
Excuse me, that was a classic. Okay, that was one of my favorite Halloween movies of all time.